Welcome, willkommen, as our German friends would say. Willkommen to the Rainvern podcast. Episode whatever the fuck it is.
74.
It might be 50, actually.
This is episode 50?
This might be 50.
Welcome.
Willkommen.
To our 50th anniversary podcast.
Possibly. I don't know. I have to double check the math, but we might be on 50. I haven't been keeping track the last couple, but I know it was getting close.
Whenever I posted, I never put an episode number.
Yeah. So I know it was getting close. No, I'll have to go back and look, but possibly welcome to number 50.
How does Rogan keep track of his? I bet just he has someone do it for him.
Oh, yeah. Someone just does it for him.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, he doesn't do that shit. Like, he's got...
Someone else posts it and edits and all
that
shit.
Yeah, he literally just sits, talks, and like, leaves. He's done with it. Yeah. Everyone else does all the other shit.
He's like,
now
get the fuck out.
Now get the fuck out. I'm done. See you guys later. But yeah, so welcome. Going into week 10 of the NFL. We'll get to our bets and such, you know, later in the show like we usually do. Our bets and our picks. I don't know. Probably touch on some OBJ to the Rams today. A little Cam reunion and in Carolina. With the Jokic Morris beef. Some shit going down.
Very good.
Maybe people are gonna get murdered over there.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I don't know, until then. You said you had some things to start out with there, Vern.
Yeah, I just wanted
what you got.
One of the few things I wanted to say is I've had this song stuck in my head today. Don't know why. I haven't heard it today at all. Let me just see what the song is called again.
I'm curious.
Meet in the Middle by Diamond Rio.
Why is that song in your head?
Don't know.
I mean, that's a solid song. That's a good old, like, early 90s country song. You start walking your way, I start walking mine. We meet in the middle of that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground when we both give a little. Ain't no love too
far.
Long, I think it is.
Oh.
When we meet in the middle.
Yeah, it's a good one. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So that's in your head, huh?
Yeah.
You got a special lady friend you're thinking about meeting in the middle or what?
No.
Special man friend you're meeting in the
middle? No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Teach their own.
Never have I ever felt that way about a man, but you never know.
Neither have I.
Maybe it's hidden inside of me and it needs to be unlocked.
Maybe.
Hey,
I'm not criticizing.
That leads me
I'm
to my second point. But... That leads me to my second point.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm very curious.
Do you want to hear the story
is.
About how I hurt my jaw deep throating at Red Bull?
You might have to repeat that sentence one more time. What? Huh?
Do you want?
What the fuck? Yeah, please repeat that sentence one more time, please.
Do you want to hear the story about how I hurt my jaw deep throating a Red Bull?
It's
Blueberry
Bull.
Edition.
Is Red Bull like a secret code?
No.
Or you just...
not that I maybe it is. Not that
no,
I know.
No one,
though.
Yeah, just please tell the story. Please. All right. I really want to hear this.
So the story is then that I deep throated a Red Bull and I hurt my jaw.
What? What are we what?
I was at work. Okay.
Okay. But why? God damn it. Why were you deep throated? Why weren't you just drinking it?
It wasn't open. I didn't open it yet. So
why
I
didn't
drink
you
it.
Open it?
I did after, and I drank it.
Why did you deep throat it?
I think I was excited to see it.
So when you get excited to see things, you just have to like. So if you're excited to see your buddy, you just like rip his pants off and deep throat his dick.
Okay.
Or?
I was trying to be funny to my coworker. Because she bought me a Red Bull. So I took, I'm like, thanks, took it, and I deep throated the whole thing.
What do you mean the whole thing?
Well, like, as much
what,
as
you
I
put the whole okay. fucking can in your mouth?
No, as much as I could, and then my jaw cramped. My bottom jaw cramped up. I pulled it out, I'm like, oh fuck, that really hurt. Woke up the next morning, my jaw was sore, and it still is.
Did other people in the gym, like, see this happen?
Probably. I don't know. I'm standing right up the front desk. I worked there.
Oh.
But you know what I did find
you
out?
You either scared or attracted so many more customers with that stunt.
You know what I did find out, though, this week?
What?
I can fit a whole cue ball from pool in my mouth.
Why? Why did you find that out?
Well, me and Donkey and Goose are playing pool. And Donkey picks up the cue ball and he says, "Do you think you could fit this in your mouth?" So I grab it and do it.
At a bar?
Yeah.
You put a fucking bar pool ball in your mouth?
Yeah.
Dude, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get tested for, like, hepatitis, for AIDS, syphilis, I don't even know, Thai food?
Thai food?
some flu? The typhus, that's what I was
Corona?
Oh, definitely fucking Corona, yeah. Why am I even sitting next to you right now? What the fuck? What the fuck?
This is why I'm taking a break from drinking. A big break from drinking.
You know? This has to be like a come to light moment. Like, oh shit. Maybe I need to chill.
No.
Maybe.
No,
at least on heavy drinks. I mean, you can
sip. My come to life moment was Monday night, right? Just a regular ass Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Goose's birthday's Tuesday. Was Tuesday?
Yeah.
So I text him Monday. I said, "You want to go out just light drink before your birthday? So we can go."
Like after we did the podcast.
Yeah. It was after, yeah, because we podcast on Monday. Yeah. So then we go out. I completely black out. I get blackout drunk.
I do that a lot, yeah.
Then I like kind of come through and I'm throwing up in my toilet in the bathroom, right?
Hmm.
And then I'm like...
In your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the basement. And then I'm just like, I'm so drunk that there's nothing else for me to throw up. So I'm just like dry heaving and like my throat's making the motion.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
And then I wake up in my bed.
All right.
Like I black out after that and I wake up in the bed. My mom comes and tells me, "Hey, me and your dad found you sitting in the bathroom with a blanket over your head, passed out." And she's like, "So we woke you up and we walked you to your bed and you just kept grunting."
Fantastic.
And then but I don't remember that. I don't even know. I just woke up and like, "What the fuck? Where'd this blanket come from? This isn't my sleeping blanket."
Fantastic.
And then I looked in the mirror.
Good times.
In the mirror and my eyes are bloodshot and my eyelids are completely red.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "Oh boy." So then I have to go for Goose's birthday party. Nice. So I just drink. The only thing I did was drink water that night. All night, okay?
For Goose's birthday party?
Yeah. I just drank water because I had a shot of Jameson to start and I already wanted to throw up. My body was like, "Fuck you, buddy."
Yeah.
We're not having that.
That's rough.
So then I was like, "Okay, just water all night." So then, I'm drinking water all night. I go to work the next day. I piss. Probably for like the first time in a long time that I can remember. It's almost brown.
Yeah, that's...
And my eyes are still red.
Yeah, you need some water, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe I almost had... Like, I'm like, did I almost die?
Yeah, if you're peeing brown, yes, you definitely literally almost died. Like, that means you're... Like, your kidneys were on the verge of, like, shutting down, probably.
Yeah. So, and my eyes were still all red 2 days after. So, that's why I'm on a break.
Yeah, that's fair. That is that's a fair thing. Fair reason to break. You didn't drink tonight, though. We got some boneless wings,
no,
all right?
No, sir.
You can have a beer.
I cannot. I'm not good at having one and then stopping.
No, neither am I. That's my issue.
If I have one, I'm getting blacked.
That was also your grandpa and my dad's issue as well.
Yeah. And I'm trying not to end up like you two.
Yeah. Hey, we're still alive.
Yeah, but you're an alcoholic.
Semi.
I only ever see you when you're drinking. I've never seen you not be drinking.
That's because you only come over for podcasting, and then, yeah, I drink during podcasting.
Football, when we watch football together.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's football, too.
Family events.
Yeah, well, that's anxiety. That's anxiety driven.
You're always drinking.
That's anxiety driven. Before this, I've been drinking the last... drinking since you came over last
Monday.
Yeah.
It's been 2 days.
I literally drink when the Packers play. And that's not even all the time. There was a couple games this year I haven't drinking where the Packers played. when I stayed home by myself. I just watched games by myself. Yeah,
you're a bum.
No, I just like to watch games by myself sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're just bum.
I'm a bummy. I'm a private person. I like the serenity.
Yeah, you like privates.
I like privates. I love privates. Not male privates.
Why, what's wrong with the military?
More females in the military. No, but yeah. The family thing, that's an anxiety thing. Even around family, I get anxious just because of all the people and the noise. I need a drink. Because it allows my inhibitions to melt away, I guess. And me to be a functioning member
of society. Yeah, you're just scared of people. Scared of kid.
Yeah, scared. This is anxiety. Yeah, it bothers me, all the noise and people. Yes, I don't like it.
That's
it gives me headaches and like gut aches and shit. That's why I drink then, to be able to handle all that.
I just don't talk. I just sit and watch.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I can't do it.
I just sit and watch.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Or I go find a place by myself.
That's also why I used to smoke cigs. It was a great way to get out of family events. Just like, it was a reason to go outside and people wouldn't question you why you're just like standing outside for a half hour. It's like, oh, I'm just having a cig. Really, it was a nice way to like decompress from all the fucking noise and shit.
Now you just have a fake cig on you at all times.
I don't even have a fake cig.
You should get one. Just like maybe like
maybe
a, maybe like
just
a white
tell people
toothpick.
I'm smoking cigs again and just fake go have a
it's
cig.
It's cold enough. You can just go.
I'll
be smoke.
Yeah, I've quit almost a year and a half on quitting cigs. Almost a year and a half.
Nice.
Yeah. Closing in on it. It was June 6th of 20...
Noise.
20 or 20... Yeah, 2020.
I'm going to bingo on Saturday.
So. Oh, bingo. Where at?
Oneida.
With who?
Some my coworker and her boyfriend.
So I've never actually been to like a bingo
to
before.
My friends. Yeah, we'll see.
So you going to rob some old people that are money?
I'm going with a man dog. Woof! And ukulele. That's their names.
Huh?
those are their names in the friend group. A man dog woof, because it's a dog, so you woof, and ukulele.
Is that, did you give each other these names, like, in honor of going to Oneida? Is like, some Indian names?
No, I just give my friends nicknames.
All right. Just man dog and...
A man dog.
A man dog.
His name's a man dog.
Oh, okay, I get it now. A man dog. Right. Yeah, I get it. Okay. And just woof?
Yeah, you know, like a man dog, woof, because it's a dog. You don't have to say
woof. So that's one person. A man dog, woof, is one person. Okay, I thought it was like a comma. Like a man dog, comma, woof.
Same woman.
Okay,
same girl.
Okay, same girl. Is she the beauty pageant contestant?
No, that is Circus Elephant.
Circus Elephant. That doesn't seem like a good name for a girl who's in like a Miss Wisconsin pageant.
Yeah, I know. That's why I gave it to her. No, it's because I had these.
Hey, fucking hippo!
It's because I had these like salted peanuts in the back room for at work, and she ate all of them. So I'm like, "What are you, a fucking circus elephant?" Because I was pissed about it. And so that's her name now.
Did she repay you?
No.
For these peanuts that she ate?
No, she just eats my nuts and leaves.
Well, I mean, if she like massage your nuts later, I guess it's even, that's payment as well.
It's very rude.
It's not legal payment. It's not legal tender, but, you know, it's a payment.
They accept it somewhere.
It's a payment nonetheless.
Can't put it in a parking meter, but.
Can't put it in a, you can do something else with it, though, so. I might take the $10 parking ticket, you know, for. Well, now we got all that good stuff out of the way. Unless you got any other good stories.
That's it for me this week.
You seem to have some good stories this week.
My stories will only get better now that we're down to one episode a week.
Yes, that is good. We are going to, we're going to back to one episode a week. Just on the Thursdays, like we originally had done and intended. I don't know, it's just easier for us. Yeah, it's just easier for us. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. If you liked it,
too I'm bad. Sorry, yeah. Tuesdays, we didn't do shit. They were basically, what I labeled Seinfeld episodes in our last one. Like,
they were all getting to be that.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about anything, so. We'll keep to once a week Thursdays. Then we can touch on news, previews, whatever, all that shit then. So going back to once a week, starting right now, motherfuckers. So sorry, nothing next Tuesday.
And for those of you that saw my my hand in a mousetrap video, my hand finally does feel better, but there's still a mark.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, that's good, but also kind of a shame.
For you. I mean, there's a mark there.
There's still a mark there. I should have got a bigger one.
Yeah.
I considered it. You should
have got a fucking bear trap.
Well, I got a mouse trap, but there is such thing as a rat trap, which is basically, it's the same thing, but it's like four times bigger.
Yeah.
That might have broke your hand.
Well, we said mouse trap.
Yeah.
Rat trap.
Yeah. Because, I don't know. I figured that might... That really probably might have, like, broke a bone in your hand.
Yeah, you're supposed to be my friend.
Yeah. I'm your uncle, so
yeah.
I don't want
to... Kill me.
I don't want to kill you or wreck yourself, so... I just went with the mouse trap. Maybe later on we'll do a mouse or a rat trap.
We'll see.
When I don't have to do weddings.
We'll see if we got some big stakes coming up or something.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Maybe, yeah. Maybe, like, first week of playoffs or something.
Maybe the next Deontay Wilder-Fury fight.
Ooh.
You get Wilder again.
I don't. You think they're gonna fight again?
No,
fourth time?
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, Tyson Fury just had surgery on both his elbows.
What?
From injuries he suffered before the fight.
Interesting. Who is he set to fight? Who is he looking for?
I don't know.
He's
Joshua.
I'm trying to think who he has to fight. Who's mandatory is?
I don't know.
I feel was his mandatory like Usyk. I think Usyk was his mandatory.
Well, Usyk's the only other champ out there.
Yeah, I feel like that was... I thought Usyk was supposed to be his next guy.
Would that be cool?
Someone's got to unify all the fucking belts. I'm sick of having, like... It's so annoying having, like, five different belts. Like, oh, this guy's got four, this guy's got one, or, like, this guy's got two, that guy's got two, and that guy's got one. Like, no, we just need one fucking champ.
Yeah, and then melt it down and have one belt.
Well, why is there five...
Like, different promotions.
Yeah, why the fuck is there five? When did this start? Like, who... Like, could I just make a promotion? Like,
yeah, you could.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting the Ray... What is it? Ray AV, the Rav. It's the Rav promotion.
Rav
Ray and
four.
Vern. It's the Rav promotion, Ray and Vern, and we have our own fucking title belt now. Well, you guys have to fight for it.
It might not be worth anything, but maybe we could get someone to fight for it.
Yeah, I mean, if we get someone to fight for it, then it'll be worth something.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why...
Jake Paul?
I don't want Jake Paul, Jesus Christ. Who, did you see, though?
No, I haven't seen nothing.
On the undercard of,
Frank Gore and Deron
Frank
Williams.
Gore and Deron Williams?
Who are you going?
Oh, I'm going Frank Gore, man.
All right, I'm going Deron, whatever he is.
I think it's
Deron. D-Will.
I'm going
D-Will.
He went to Illinois for college. Douchebag. Fib.
Where'd Frank Gore go?
Miami.
The U. Frank Gore's way smaller.
Frank Gore, he's much heavier.
No, they're fighting at the same weight.
Yeah, but Frank Gore's naturally heavier and thicker and bigger.
Probably, but he's 5'9".
No, he's not that short.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's 5'10", 5'11".
No, he's 5'9".
He's not 5'9".
Frank Gore's 5'9".
Deron Williams is only like 6'1".
Bigger than... I could whip anyone. Give me anyone that's 5'9" and whip his ass. Mike Tyson, whip his ass.
I guarantee not, sir.
That's
just because you're taller doesn't mean you fucking automatically
win.
Well,
I'm not saying I can whip someone
that
five.
Is the dumbest.
A
yeah.
5'10" Mike Tyson could beat me, but a 5'9" Mike Tyson, I got it.
Would still whoop your ass.
Nah.
You can beat a 5'9" fucking freshman in high school. That's what you can beat.
I could.
You could. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But no. Height doesn't mean dick, man. Otherwise, it would...
Yeah, it does mean dick, actually.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
All that would mean...
The taller
that...
you are, the bigger the dick.
That's not even a fact. That's not even a scientific fact.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Your dick is exactly 1/16 of your height.
That's not even... You're just making up numbers.
I'm a scientist.
You are not a scientist. You're giving our fans false information. False information.
Ask any scientist out there. They'll tell you.
False information.
We'll get one on the podcast.
False information.
Well, okay, fine. We'll ask Frank Gore how big his dick is, and we'll ask D-Will how big his dick
is. All right,
is.
You ask him then. All ask right. him how big their dick is. You got their numbers?
I'm using the business account on Instagram.
yeah, go for it. Ask me how big your dick, man.
Okay.
Hey, we're trying to decide the winner of this match. How big your dick?
Well, if you have a third arm, that'll help.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It'd slow you down. Not because you got to carry that shit around,
no,
dude.
Think about it. No one's expecting a jab to the gut right up the middle.
You're not gonna get. How are you just? You're just gonna get instant when? 4 foot boner yeah. into their throat? Like, no, dude. No.
Yeah, yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah. What are they wearing? Google Glass and they download ridiculous. Pictures of feet.
Dude, they all wear these things. You wouldn't even be able to punch with your cock because they wear these fucking like pads over their cocks and balls.
Oh, this guy's got a little mouse hole.
No, no, no.
Trust me, I've been a mouse before.
I know. In this last video, I think you got some sort of fetish. I think
with mice.
Yeah, I think you got a fetish with mice. Dude, mice smell. Ugh.
I've never really, like, interacted with
them. I used to work at Petco, and, like, we sell mice.
Oh, I used to have pet mice.
Yeah, so we had, like, you know, 10 to 15 of them in a cage, and you have to clean that shit. Holy fuck, man. That, like, that smell knocks you out, dude. You want a knockout punch. Just smell a fucking rat tank or a mouse tank with, like, 15 mice in it. Oh, disgusting. That was the worst part of that job. Everything else was awesome because it was just, like, playing with dogs and shit. But when I had to clean the mouse tanks, that was the worst. Mm. That was terrible.
You gonna go back?
Hell no. But give me Frank Gore in that fight.
All right, I'll take
two. I like, dude, Frank Gore is, he's got the will and determination. I mean, he tore both ACLs in college. He hardly even played in college because he kept tearing ACLs. But, I don't know. There was something about him, even before he got drafted, I was like, dude, this dude's gonna be good. Like, he just needs to fucking stay healthy. Sure enough, he got drafted, stayed healthy. He's a third all-time leading rusher. Frank Gore, baby. Who would have expected it? He literally tore his ACL. Might have even been three times, actually, at Miami. And I look at him.
Nobody expected it.
No one did.
And I maybe Frank.
Maybe Frank did.
That's it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Apparently, Darren Williams has been training in MMA for a while.
He owns an MMA gym.
Yeah. And then Frank Gore, every offseason, trains in boxing. So I don't know. It should be interesting. And Gore hasn't played in a while, so I don't know if he's just been, like, training and boxing for a while. Or
he just can't find anybody.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch it?
I mean, probably not. Just, if I'm doing nothing else and I can illegally stream it, I'm not going to pay for it. That's for damn sure.
I'll definitely pay for it.
I'm not paying to watch a fucking Jake Paul fight. So that's,
was he fighting Tommy Fury?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
I don't even want to illegally stream that.
Now, if he's going to fight, like, Deontay Wilder, that I'll watch. If Paul wants to fight Wilder, I'll watch mom. That. Where's mom?
I'll watch that.
I would watch that, actually. If he's legit going to be punching his mom in the face, I would be very interested to see what that looks like as well. I would probably watch that. Maybe not. I'd probably just watch the highlights.
What? Well, maybe John Jones.
Ooh, yeah, John Jones needs something because no UFC promotion is going to allow him to fight. So, I mean, or MMA promotion.
Well, he just got kicked out of his gym.
Yeah,
he's in his garage right now.
That dude just, it's because he's such a fuck up, man. God, what a waste of talent. Just,
literally.
What a waste of fucking talent. Just the dude can't get out of his own way. What he should be. He should be the most, like, celebrated champion in MMA history, and he just can't get out of his own fucking way.
No, he can. He's got more rests this year than fights.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad and ridiculous. And it's so weird. Like, his brothers are fucking normal. His brothers are great. His brothers are good people. You know,
I mean, no
good
one,
football
yeah.
players. Yeah, no, I suppose. I mean, they're not beating their wives and getting arrested for it, so, yeah. I mean, right away, automatically, they gotta be
better than John.
So, yeah.
Speaking of good people,
what do you got? What do you got for good people?
OBJ to the Rams.
How the hell is that good people? But yeah, OBJ to the fucking Rams.
Stafford seems nice, so
place for the Rams. That's true. If I'm the Rams, I rather have Van Jefferson as my third receiver, but
maybe he still is.
Yeah, I don't know.
OBJ's just ring hunting.
He is. Which is kind of weird. Like, it was rumored that he was interested in the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Saints were rumored to be his top three. As far as, like, production-wise goes, the Saints and Packers made the most sense. Because Saints, he'd clearly be the number one. Because Michael Thomas isn't coming back.
And he's from Louisiana.
Went to LSU. Yep. So the Saints would have made sense there. Although they don't have a quarterback.
Then you go, do I want to play with Trevor Simeon?
Exactly. So that in that sense, it didn't make sense. Honestly, the Packers honestly did make the most sense. They have a need for a number two.
Cold.
Yeah, but he's played New York. Exactly. He's played in Cleveland.
Exactly. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean,
both outdoor stadiums.
But you also have Aaron Rodgers, and he'd be the surefire number two guy. He's not gonna be number one. Devontae is one of the best receivers, if not the best in the league. So he wouldn't have been number one, but he could have been number two and got a lot of just one on ones, a lot of opportunities. Kansas City, I mean, he would run the third option there behind Tyreek and Kelsey. But that offense is just so fucked anyway. Do you really want to join that? It looks like shit.
Yeah.
That offense right now.
People still believe in Mahomes right now.
They do, which it's getting to a point in the year, like, how much longer do you believe in him? You know,
I know.
They're not showing any improvement. We're literally halfway through the fucking year now.
Well, that's what happens when you lose to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, that just happens. Super Bowl losers in general seem to have a tough time making the playoffs the next year, just historically. It's a weird stat, but it's true. A lot of Super Bowl losers end up missing the playoffs the following
year. Fatal blow. Look at the Rams and Goff. Goff's on an 0-18.
Yeah. So the Rams, it makes sense because he's a diva and it's L.A. That's a perfect fucking connection.
It's warm and they're good. Yep,
him and LeBron can fucking 69 each other all fucking day now because they seem to be in just a love match between
the two.
I don't
know if that would work. LeBron's way bigger.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll find a way, though. Or LeBron will just bend him over. I don't know. But either way, those two have some weird love relationship going on. To each their own. I'm not judging that, but, you know, I think that's why he went there. No, I mean, Cup is the clear number one there. Woods is a pretty solid number two. I honestly, like, if I have a choice, I'm taking Woods over Beckham at this point. So Beckham at best is a third option. And honestly, with the way he's performed this season, I'd almost rather have Van Jefferson.
I told you.
So that makes him a fourth option.
He's ring hunting.
But you can ring hunt and get more stats in Green Bay than L.A. But
L.A.'s also warmer. Ring hunt cold. He won't even have to play. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
Maybe, yeah. I just don't think he has a level head on him enough to stay out of his own way or stay out of his teammates' way. I think he's going to be a fucking distraction. I know the Rams, I understand why they get him, thinking,
Maybe
his talent, and maybe he gets it together, but man,
Maybe he was Baker.
I think he becomes more of a fucking distraction. I think this hurts the Rams' chances.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if he does anything.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We'll all see. And the Rams are the clear-cut favorite, I think, just to win the Super Bowl now, just with Von Miller and now OBJ additions, but I tell you what, I think the Packers have more talent. I think the Packers have a better team. We'll find out. They play later in the year. At least if the Packers get Zadarius Smith and Jaire Alexander back before the end of the year, I think they're a better team.
You taking the Packers in that game then?
We'll see. No, I can't. I'm not going to say it or not because I don't know. The injury reports also have a big thing.
None.
If there's no injuries, every single player is healthy.
If they played this week.
Give me the Packers.
Okay.
Well, not if they played this. I don't know. I can't say. If the Packers are completely healthy along with the Rams, I think the Packers are the better team. I think the Packers have the better defense, which is really surprising to say.
Well,
just really surprising to say. But yeah, and then as long as Rodgers doesn't get fucking COVID again, give me the Pack.
Okay.
What do you got?
Rams.
Care to elaborate? I feel like I just rumbled on for like 5 minutes and you just sit there, Rams.
Like, Rams.
God damn it.
I'll take Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods over Devontae and whoever the hell is supposed to be the Packers number two.
Yeah, I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't even know who the Packers number two is. That's why when I heard it, I was like, shit, maybe OBJ does come here.
I think what's his name? The Packers. There we go. I think the Packers do have better running backs. So the run game is going to be better, I think.
They definitely have better running backs, for sure.
I like Sean McVay over Matt LaFleur as a coach and play caller. I don't trust your D coordinator still. Oh, we held the Chiefs to 13 points. Yeah, so shitty Chiefs now.
Yeah, but I mean, you can only hold the teams that you play. Like, I mean, they've done, outside of the first week, they've, and believe me, I'm the biggest fucking Packer defensive critic, but ever since week one, they've showed up, man, and they seem to be getting better every week. I mean, they scored 13, the Chiefs scored 13 last week, and it shouldn't even been 13, it should have been 10. The Packers muffed a fucking punt and gave them the ball like the 10-yard line. Like, so really, the Chiefs' offense scored like 10 points on their own. Like, it's, and I know it's, and the Chiefs are a little discombobulated, but that's still, I mean, to hold that offense to 10 is still, any offense in the fucking league to basically 10 points is, even if it's the fucking Jags, like, that's an accomplishment, man. The Packers' defense,
I mean, the Titans held them to 3.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Packers' defense overall has been,
good for 2 weeks.
Has been surprising me a lot. Let's see. So after the week one, yeah, after week one when the Saints scored 38, Lions 17, Niners 28, okay, Steelers 17, Bengals 22, Bears 14, Washington 10, Cardinals 21, Chiefs 13. So, I mean, that's, they've played solid. They've held teams.
Yeah, but
okay. I mean, holding the Cardinals to 21, like in today's game, that's a victory, man. If you can hold a top offense to 21 fucking points, that's pretty solid.
And the Cardinals still should have won the game.
Why?
Just because AJ Green, I guess, just didn't want to play that last play.
That was a miscommunication on their part. So that's their fucking
fault.
Yeah.
So exactly, they're what, maybe him just turning his head from winning the game?
Well, he obviously thought it was a run play, so there was a miscommunication somewhere. So
yeah, he's an idiot. Who's running the ball with 8 seconds left and no timeouts?
Apparently,
Arizona.
Apparently, yeah, there was a different call going on. There was some sort of confusion there. But either way, not here for woulda, coulda, shouldas. We're just stating the facts. The Packers' defense has been playing relatively well. They've been playing top-tier ball.
I said they've been good for 2 weeks.
More than 2 weeks.
I'd say they've been okay for the season. Good for 2 weeks, okay for the season.
Okay.
Justin Fields in his second career start, 14 points. Yeah, he's not going to score more than that. The Washington football team, straight garbage. They score 10.
Yeah.
Lions score 17. That's like the average Lions score.
All right. Well, let's... All right, you keep talking. I'll find out what these ranks are.
All right, Niners. What did they give up? You said to the Niners 28-31.
I think it was 28. That was 28. Early in the season. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So Niners are proving they're not that good this year. I won't say the Saints game because you know that was a weird game.
They're only allowing 338 yards per game, 227 passing and 110 rushing. Now let's see if I can find some goddamn fucking stats for this shit. Team stats. Oh, let's go. Defensive leaders. They are fifth in yards allowed per game.
Yeah, that is
at 321.
Justin Fields, Taylor Heinicke, Jared Goff.
They are fourth in turnovers.
That's good. That's a good stat.
Okay. They are... Why isn't this... I gotta fucking count. It looks like they're 12th in sacks. And that's without their best pass rusher in Za'Darius Smith.
We all have injuries.
Well, yeah, dude, every team has injuries. It's like you can't shit on the Packers' defense like they're not any good.
I said they're okay.
Very
they've been
solid
good for 2 weeks.
I think they've been good most of the season.
We'll see. Well, if yeah, everyone's good against the fucking Washington football team.
Who do you want them to play, dude? You can't have the schedule be every week we play the Rams, the fucking Titans, the Cardinals, the fucking Buccaneers. Like, there's no
yeah,
team with a fucking schedule like
so
that.
I'm saying.
You play who is in front
of you.
The team's
been okay. When they're playing shitty teams, yeah, it's good. It's been good again the last 2 weeks.
They held the Cardinals to fucking 21 points. That's what more
last,
do you want?
That's in the last 2 weeks.
They've been a good defense. They've been getting better every year throughout the week. What more can you want out of an NFL team, whereas to get better every week?
Nothing.
Okay. And a team that now sits at fifth in like yards allowed.
Let's
and shit.
Just see how they do on Russ.
Okay.
If Russell Wilson plays, I'll be interested.
Okay. You think Russ is gonna? They're gonna? Because the fucking Seahawks have been so good this year. The Seahawks are gonna light up for 500 yards.
I don't think anything. I'm just curious to see because Russell Wilson's gonna be he's the first really good quarterback they're gonna be playing.
Outside of Kyler Murray?
Yes. Kyler Murray and Russ. So here we go. And they did good against Kyler Murray, but you can't just play one good quarterback and be like, oh yeah, we got a good D. Well, let's see.
They have a solid D so far. It was a short That's all beat. I'm saying. That's all I've been saying is they got a solid D. They have a D that's respectable. You have to respect their D and what they've been doing.
Yeah, I said it was okay, and it's been good the last 2 weeks.
You said they're ranked where they should be with teams they've been playing. Like, yeah, again, yeah, they haven't played a lot, but again, they're fifth in yards allowed, so obviously they've been holding those teams like they should be.
Exactly.
Like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So how can you criticize that?
I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying I don't know.
So what team has?
Because you said they had a great.
What
defense.
Team has a good defense to you then?
Hmm.
This is my question. What team has played a fucking cadre of all-star fucking quarterbacks that has held them to jack shit, and they are just a great fucking defense?
I think the Saints have a good defense.
The Saints have a solid D.
I think the Saints might have the best D in the league. Yeah, did they get lit up by the Falcons this last week?
Yeah, they did.
But anytime you can stop...
It's hard. Again, division games, though, are hard.
Yeah, anytime you can stop Tom in a two-minute drill to win the game by picking him off, it's good.
Again, division opponent. Division opponents, it's so hard to put any sway in division because, fuck, they all just know each other so well.
Well, that's your goals. If you beat your division opponents, that's 6 wins already.
I know, but I'm saying as far as to like judge a team, because a lot of teams, even if the you know the Bears are shit and the Packers are great, it seems like the Bears will play them tough. Like you know, it's just
it's true. And for every
that goes
team,
yeah
but
with
Jets.
Every team. Yeah,
but the Jets.
Yeah, it's true.
Jets gonna get ripped.
That
by
is
anybody.
True. Oh Jesus Christ! How they. I didn't watch it. I should watch the game fully. How the Bills only scored 6 fucking points
on the Jags.
Who the Jets? The Jets won last week. Who'd they beat? Yeah, that's right. I was thinking Jags.
Bengals?
No, that was a week before.
Then they didn't win. Yeah, they lost them.
I thought it was a close game though that they lost.
I'll look at them. I don't think they're. Oh, yeah, but here we go. Jets play the Bills this week. Jets.
Yep.
Schedule. So they started off with L to the Panthers, L to the Pats, L to the Broncos. They beat the Titans.
Yeah,
like, by 3.
The Jets are beating the.
They beat the Titans and Bengals so far. Yeah. That's a good team. Oh, they lost to the Colts 45-30.
Oh yeah, they were getting killed too. It was like 42-3 or something
yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, it's a fluky 30.
Yeah, it was a fluky 30. It wasn't even that fucking good. Well, let's change gears. Let's change gears here a little bit. I know we got best and picks yet, but I still want to touch on. Let me just ask: if your team had a chance to add a Super Bowl MVP, a 6'5", 260-pound former MVP, would you do it?
Sounds like a great receiver.
No, he's a quarterback.
Oh, what color?
No, the Panthers have added Cam Newton once again because apparently they are just completely tanking on their season.
What if he leads them to the playoffs?
There's no fucking way.
What if he leads them to the playoffs?
There's no fucking way. Oh, if I was them, I would rather have P.J. Walker as my starting QB.
Well, they don't like P.J. Dubs.
Apparently they don't, and they think Cam Newton has some sort of magic power. I mean, if anyone leads them, it's going to be Christian McCaffrey. But what do you think of this this signing? Panthers bringing back Cam, reuniting with Superman.
Better than us.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Now, but now I can't say that there's a former Super Bowl MVP out there.
No, there's not.
Not Super Bowl MVP, just MVP.
Yeah, just MVP. Yeah, it wasn't a Super Bowl MVP.
They lost.
Yeah, because they lost.
And he played like shit.
Yeah, he did. He just watched the fumble, just looked at it, and someone else picked it up.
Yeah.
Like a fucking douchebag.
Well, you already got the contract.
apparently, it's up to like $10 million.
That's how much we were paying him.
Is David Tepper a moron? Obviously, it's got to be incentive laden and everything.
That's what he's worth.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Did you watch this guy try to throw the ball last year? Holy shit.
Is he starting this week?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
I guess we'll see.
I would assume not.
How about
you never know.
Is this the end of Sam Darnold?
Oh, yeah. He's done. Yeah. The only way he's ever starting for an NFL team again is if he's a number two and the number one gets, COVID or hurts his elbow and is out for a couple weeks or something. Like, yeah, he's never going to be the face of a franchise QB again. His time is done. He blew it. He was not what people thought he was going to be coming out. I thought he was going to suck ass coming out. I've been proven correct because I didn't see it in him. I thought he was complete, just all hype at USC. He didn't even do much at USC. It was literally just all fucking hype. Like, just because he was a USC starting quarterback.
Big arm.
Yeah, but he never actually fucking did anything. And, what do you know? He didn't fucking do anything in the NFL either. Like, whoa, what a shocker. Like, he didn't all of a sudden magically fucking develop into a guy who can make reads and adjustments.
Well, but that's what you hope when you draft a guy out of college, is that he will develop, the mental part more.
Yeah, but I don't know. I figured that coming out, he was going to suck balls. And sure enough, he sucked balls. He didn't look to me like a good quarterback coming out.
No.
But yeah, I don't think Sam is going to be a face of any franchise going forward.
No, I don't think so. Okay, two more quarterbacks I want to hit on. One.
All right.
I heard this, and this was interesting. I thought Teddy Bridgewater is on the Ryan Fitzpatrick career path.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
He'll be starting for a new team next year.
Yeah. Pretty much every year, every other year, he'll be starting for a new team that just drafts a quarterback, and he'll start like the first 8 to 10 games, and then the new quarterback will take over.
Yeah.
And then he'll go to a different team.
I thought it was pretty accurate.
I think that's very accurate. Yep. I mean, every generation's got to have their journeyman quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
This generation's definitely been Fitzpatrick. I could see Bridgewater being the next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. Kind of Testaverde was kind of like the 90s into the early 2000s journeyman for a while.
Pass the torch.
Yep.
And Fitz died this year, so.
Who?
Fitz.
Fitz died?
Yeah, didn't he like destroy his hip?
Oh, I don't know. I know, yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's done.
I'd assume so. I mean, he's pretty old. He was in the same draft class as Rodgers back in 05?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was like a 7th-round pick or something back then. 6 or 7.
A Harvard.
Yeah, he was. He's a Harvard boy.
What about, and then...
How do you like them apples?
One more, I guess technically two quarterbacks. Mike White starting over Zach Wilson this week.
Is Zach Wilson...
Yeah.
Eligible or healthy enough to come back?
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like they're giving White the start to give Wilson some more time.
No,
you don't want
to
rush.
I think Robert Saleh's saying fuck you to the Jets management.
I don't think so yet. Because he only got injured like 2 weeks ago, and his injury was expected to keep him out 2 to 4 weeks. So I think he's doing the right thing by let him get fully healthy and
starting the better quarterback.
And yeah, let's give Mike White another fucking shot. I mean, the dude threw for 400 yards. Got injured last game, so you couldn't really see him. It will be a tough task, though. The Bills' defense has been pretty good so far this year.
Yeah, they only held the Jags to 9
and
lost.
Yeah, unfortunately, the offense only scored 6. But, yeah, I mean, their defense has been playing relatively well this year. As far as the quarterbacks they have on their team, between Josh Johnson and Mike White and Flacco, yeah, I'd go with Mike White. Yeah, I don't think... I wouldn't throw Wilson in there yet, just because of the injury. I'd let him fully heal. There's no need to rush him back. you're not fighting for a playoff spot at this point. Like,
no, that's
let
true.
Let the dude fully fucking heal so you can actually see what he's got when he does come back. All right. Well, who else you got?
That was it.
You said you had two more.
Well, yeah, Zach and my
buddy. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. All right. We got...
picks.
Oh, we got about 20 minutes left here.
15, 20.
All right. Let's get some bets.
Who's going first?
Or are you doing? Did you want to do college? We got any college games? All right,
we have a lot.
You always look at you always do the college first. What do you got?
Yeah, congrats to Utah for getting ranked.
Hey, the Badgers are ranked too. Fuck yeah! All
right,
it's not like they're gonna make the playoffs or anything.
First one, eight, Oklahoma. All right, at number 13, Baylor at McLane Stadium in Waco, Texas.
Ooh, Oklahoma, Baylor. Ooh, it's in Baylor. Oh man, what do we got? Who's starting at quarterback for Oklahoma? Is it Williams or Rattler? I don't even know.
They kind of move it around, you know.
They really do. Baylor's coming off a loss to TCU, though. Man, yeah, give me Oklahoma. Fuck it.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, give me the Sooners.
That's the Baylor's a really good rushing team offensively. They can't really throw, and I mean, Oklahoma only gives up 108 rushing yards a game. So
yeah, give me the Sooners.
All right.
Ooh, Ohio State Purdue, 4-19.
Yep.
In Ohio State.
Let's not forget.
Buckeyes are 21-point favorites.
No, let's not forget that Purdue beat number 2 Iowa and then number 3 Michigan State.
Yes.
2, 3, 4. Ohio State's next.
Not back-to-back, though.
No.
They beat Iowa, lost.
To Minnesota.
Then beat, what's-his-nuts, Michigan State.
Then lost to Wisconsin.
No, they didn't play Wisconsin last week.
Well, they will lose to Wisconsin.
I'm saying, I think they have another letdown, which means... Yeah, if they're playing Wisconsin the week after, then they're probably going to beat Wisconsin. Damn it. But I think they have a letdown. I think Ohio State wins this one.
You think Purdue loses to Ohio State? Because I do too.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's some sort of shocker. Oh, by the way, San Antonio is ranked 23rd, 9-0.
Yeah, we're 20. Yeah! We're 24th at 6-3.
All right. Who do we got? Oh, we got what? We got like two more top 25 games yet.
Yeah, Texas A&M. At Vaught-Hemingway Stadium to play Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi.
This could be a solid game. You know what I like? I'm going to go with Matt Corral. I think he's going to be a first-round pick next year. I think he leads Ole Miss over TAMU.
Well, and this is
give me Ole Miss.
This is our ultimate tiebreaker then, because I'm thinking Texas A&M.
Okay. All right. Could be the ultimate tiebreaker. All the way to O yet. NC State, Wake Forest, who you got?
NC State.
Hmm.
Number 12, Wake Forest. Number 16, NC State at Truist Field in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Wow.
Which is Wake Forest. Wake Forest is in North Carolina. That's not North Carolina State's home.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know.
Wake Forest hasn't literally played anybody.
No, they haven't. They haven't.
Let's see. They played a slew of opponents.
And they just lost to fucking North Carolina. Like, ooh, they beat Duke, Army, Syracuse, and Louisville their last four games. Ooh, whoa. What a fucking juggernaut schedule. No, give me NC State. I don't like the Demon Deacons. They can go suck a one. Suck a fat one.
I'll let them know.
All right, you tell them. You send them a tweet. Oh, a fucking whatever. Whatever you gotta do. You let them know, though.
I'll send them
They can suck
one. I'll send them a very raunchy picture.
Alright, you send them a raunchy picture and tell them that they can fucking suck one.
Have you ever heard of a donut hole?
I mean,
have you?
I've eaten a donut hole.
Yeah.
But depends on what, I've eaten like an actual regular donut hole that you buy in a grocery store. You know what
they look like.
That you buy in a grocery store, yes.
So I'm going to send them a picture of my brownie hole.
I assume that means your butthole.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
And I'll just say, suck one.
Yeah.
Use my asshole, suck one. Oh, I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. Should we get to bets?
Bets.
As we're running out of time? Okay.
Who first? You?
I almost like this, like we keep it under on our schedule. Like, yeah. Let's rush this. All right.
Go.
First up, I got Cardinals. -10.5 versus the Panthers at home against Carolina.
If Cam Newton's playing, I don't like that.
If Cam Newton's, if he's playing, I really like that. Cardinals are just a much better team. Yeah, it's either going to be P.J. Walker or Cam Newton.
Kyler and DeAndre back?
Kyler and DeAndre should be back this week.
That's good.
Yeah, Cardinals defense is pretty good. I like them. I am taking the Packers -3.5 against the Seahawks. I'm basing this on Rodgers coming back.
Yeah, that's important.
We won't know. Yeah.
If Love plays, you lost the game.
Yeah, we won't know until late Saturday probably. If Love plays, this pick is probably going down the toilet.
It's one of the worst picks of all time.
If Rodgers plays, I think it is a solid fucking pick. I think the Packers are a much better team, especially with Rodgers at the command, than the Seahawks are. The Seahawks have kind of been a mess all the year.
Who's more important? Russ to Seattle or Rodgers to Green Bay?
Oh, man. Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. That might be a debate for when a longer show when we got more time.
I think it's Rodgers. If Russ doesn't play, they could still maybe win, score 10, 15 points.
I don't know.
Gino can get lucky.
I mean, it was Love's first game. So, like, if he played more, I think he'd settle down more. And they'd LaFleur had to make it. LaFleur fucked it up. He literally gave Love no help last week. Like, they kept blitzing him, and he gave him no fucking help. He didn't keep anyone into protection, and he didn't run any fucking short, quick routes. He didn't try to run the ball enough to try to get that blitz, like, you know, to back up and the safeties to back. Like, it was a shit game plan. He basically made a game plan for Rodgers, but Love isn't fucking Rodgers. Yeah. Love can't run that game plan. It was fucking stupid. So, yeah, with that game plan, the Seahawks would win all fucking day. If LaFleur actually learned from it, which I think he would. LaFleur's a good, smart coach. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Maybe we can debate that later.
Maybe we can.
All right. I got a Monday night game. I took the Rams -4 over the Niners.
Me too.
Yeah. I know George Kittle is coming back, but
he came back last week.
Yeah, I think the Rams are just a way better team.
Plus, I mean,
way better team.
Who's going to cover Odell?
Yeah. Fuck Odell.
Who's the Niners' fourth corner?
Yeah. Well, the Niners' defense has just been, man, they've underwhelmed all year. Yeah. They were supposed to be really good this year, and they've kind of just fallen flat on their face.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
That, not to mention,
I did the old
their running backs are all
I did the old McFoley
gone.
Double finger guns.
Yeah, I love McFoley. McFoley, Dude Love, Mankind.
Cactus Jack.
Yep, all of them. Love them. Raiders. I took them +2.5 against the Chiefs. They're at home against the Chiefs.
Bold pick. So you're putting a stamp in the Chiefs then.
I am. The Chiefs against a Packerless fucking Packers team or a Rodgersless Packers team could only muster 10 actual points. They were gifted 3 by having the ball like the 10-yard line after a muff punt. They just look like shit. The Chiefs absolutely look like shit. Offense and defense is horrible. I think the Raiders can bounce back. I know the Raiders lost last week. I think they bounce back. I think they can beat the Chiefs this week. Next I got is, who are they playing? Oh, God damn it. Ball sack. I got, oh yeah, I took Thursday night game. I bet on the Thursday night game.
Me too.
Ravens, Dolphins, I got Ravens -7.5.
I got them at 8.5.
I was going to say, it's currently at 8.5. Oh. I would still take that, honestly. The Dolphins are, I'm surprised this isn't one of those like 15, 16 point spreads, because I don't think this game is close whatsoever. Lamar is from Miami.
Is he?
He is. The last time they played in Miami, he threw for 5 touchdowns.
I remember that. It was like week 1.
Yeah. He threw for 5 touchdowns, and they won. They won by like 42 or something like that?
Yeah.
Or 49? Yeah. They fucking crushed him. I think the same thing happens again this week. Next, last one. I only bet 6 this week again. I got railroaded last week and just sucked ass. I've curbed my enthusiasm back. Kind of a Seinfeld reference? Yeah, yes. I know. Yeah, the show. Okay, all right. I was just seeing if you knew that. I curbed my enthusiasm this week and took the Bills as my final game. Bills over the Jets. I got the Bills minus 13. The Jets suck balls. I think the
that's a fair point.
The Bills had an awful.
Mike White.
The Bill, that is the only thing that makes me nervous is Mike White. But the Bills, the Bills had a shit week last week. I think they bounced back. I think they're angry, and they. Stephon Diggs was also on Jim Rome this week. Give him the jungle karma. Give me the Bills.
Stephon Diggs?
Yep.
Did you like him? You liked all the other ones so far.
For what? The jungle karma?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I went with Bills. Bills got the jungle karma going this week.
No, but do you like him as a guy?
Oh, I mean, he's all right. I don't know. I don't know him well enough.
Not as much as Buddha, huh?
No, Buddha's a beast. Yeah, I love Buddha Baker.
Yeah,
okay. I love Buddha Baker.
All right, here we go.
Buddha Baker's awesome.
I got the Ravens minus 8.5.
All right. All
right, they play tonight. I got the Browns at plus 2.5 against the Patriots.
Oh, okay. I was actually thinking of going the other way.
You believe in Bill, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It was tough. I ended up not taking it because I couldn't decide.
I think Myles Garrett's going to kill Mac Jones.
Oh, that's potential. The Patriots won, what, 4 of the last 5, though? Or 4 of the last 6, and both their losses were very, very close losses as well.
Yeah, the overtime to the Cowboys, and then they barely lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah, so I mean, the last two losses, there's 6 games.
I thought the Patriots would be a tough out.
Yeah, they are.
It's a tough out. They got Bill.
Well, again, the Browns got rid of Odell, and they played a lot better last week. They fucking crushed Cincy.
They always do.
So, who knows? Yeah, all right, I didn't want to take it. Chubb might be out. He might play. Not sure yet. He's got COVID. Possibly might be back.
I got Titans minus 3 against whoever the hell they're playing.
The Saints.
Yeah. Trevor Siemian did not impress me at all. Welcome back, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me is that Saints D. That was the other one. Those two games I actually really wanted to bet on. Actually, a third one, Lions Steelers as well. But I don't know. That Saints D. I don't know.
They're tough. They're tough.
They are. They're tough.
But I got the Titans.
And Alvin Kamara is a fucking horse. Yeah.
And then my next game, Eagles plus 2.5.
Ooh, okay.
Who they got?
Broncos.
That's risky. But
yeah, I don't bet on either of those two teams because I hate both of them and they're so fucking fluky.
I think the Eagles are a decent team. I think the Broncos really do suck.
Yeah.
So
even though they
slammed the Cowboys,
they crushed the Cowboys last week. That was a kick in the nuts to any better, basically. That was a fucking shock. Shock and a half.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Then I got the Rams minus 4 against the Niners, right?
Yep, we both got that one.
And then my last game, this one I'm really uncertain about, but I just got a sneaky suspicion. Lions plus 8.5 on the Steelers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Steelers are the better team in every single way, though.
They are, but it's like the Lions
they're due.
The Lions either play really close or they get blown the fuck out.
Well, they're due for a win, right?
Oh, they're due for at least a close game. I don't know about a win.
Yeah.
Because their roster still sucks ass. But they either play like down to the wire, fucking almost win, or they're just blown out by 45. You don't know which Lions club is showing up.
I don't think the Steelers can put up, you know, like more than 21 points.
I know. I was thinking that. At the same time, yeah, the Steelers do have a good D, and they should be able to shut the Lions down.
They do, but the
pretty
Lions,
well.
The Lions get fluky touchdowns.
Yeah, they really do. They really, yeah. That's why I was looking at that one, and the Browns, Pats, and Saints, Titans, and I couldn't convince myself on either of those three to do it, so I left them alone. I feel like a different week, if I wasn't coming off a horrendous week, I probably would have thrown down on two, if not all of those.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's our picks. Where are we at on time here?
Well, let's wrap this up. We got just a few minutes here.
Probably 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna do picks. All right.
Tonight's game.
Ravens, Dolphins. I got Ravens.
Oh, me too.
I figured that.
All right. Sunday. Browns, Pats.
No, I'm going to go Pats.
I'm going to go Pats.
We're both going Pats? Yeah. Okay. All right.
In New England?
I'm going Pats, baby.
Scared of that pick, though.
Yeah, I know. That's a nervous one.
Tom Brady versus the football team.
Oh, give me Tom.
Yeah, Bucks.
Yep. Bucks.
Lions, Steelers.
I'm going Steelers. Are you going? Do you think the Lions are going to get their first win?
Should I?
That's up to you, man. I don't know. That's completely up to you.
It's in Pittsburgh
as well.
In Pittsburgh. If it was in Detroit, I would have said yes.
I'd say just a straight up win. Yeah, I'm going Steelers.
Saints, Titans.
I'm going Titans.
Yeah, I don't think Trevor Siemian's going to win them a game. To be honest,
I mean, he might win them a game.
Yeah, maybe against a bad team.
I don't think Siemian will by himself win a game. No, yeah, he's not that good of a quarterback, but he'll lead them kind of ish. He'll lead them to a victory against someone eventually. I mean, he beat Tom.
That doesn't count.
He beat fucking Tom,
James,
man.
You felt bad for Jameis.
He beat Tom. All right, what's next?
Falcons, Cowboys.
Oh, give me the boys.
Boys. Bills, Jets.
All right, Bills.
You're going Bills, huh?
I'm going Bills.
All right, me too.
As are you. Yeah. Don't act like you're not going Bills.
Jags, Colts.
Oh, Colts.
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 Yeah. Here's one we might differ on. Finally. Ready?
Who we got?
Vikings, Chargers. First 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a... Because the Chargers' run defense sucks ass. And that's the only thing that the Vikings can do. But then the Vikings really aren't good against the pass. And that's what the Chargers specialize in. But last time this happened, it was the Chargers against the fucking Ravens. And the Ravens just ran roughshod over them. But that was in Baltimore. This, I believe, is also in L.A., correct?
Yes.
Fuck! I don't know, man. Oh. Who are you going with?
Give me the Vikings.
You're going Vikings?
Purple people eaters.
Ah, God. Fuck, I'll take Chargers, man. I'm going to take Chargers.
All right,
hold on. Let me go. Chargers. What the fuck? My phone is bullshit here. All right, you're going with the Vikings.
Yes.
Yeah, I said Vikings. What's up? All right, what do we got?
Panthers, Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Eagles, Broncos.
Is it in Denver? In Philly?
Yep, Denver.
It's in Denver. Hmm. Denver's coming off a huge win, and I don't trust any of it. I think that was like the most fluky fucking game in the history of the NFL.
They only allow 17 points a game.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's solid, man. That's
but they only score
solid.
20.
What's their rush defense?
Sixth.
Sixth.
They allow less than 100 yards a game. But then the Eagles are the sixth best rushing offense.
You know what? I'm going to go Broncos.
You are.
I'm going to go Broncos.
All right, I'll go Eagles.
All right, you want Eagles? Okay.
That's me taking the Eagles 2 weeks in a row.
Did that work out for you last week?
No, they lost to the Chargers.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, what else?
Seahawks, Packers.
Give me Packers. I'm basing that and assuming that Rodgers is playing.
Let me see. Russell Wilson is still on IR. And Rodgers is still on reserve COVID. Yeah, so I'll take Packers, I guess, too. I think Rodgers is going to play, right? We got some new homes.
He's eligible to come off Saturday, but he needs two negative COVID tests 24 hours apart. So, yeah.
So we wouldn't even know till tomorrow at the earliest if he could. If he tests positive tomorrow, he can't.
Yeah. I don't even know if they would release that information yet or not.
Yeah, so, yes. Okay, Packers.
Because then even if he tests positive tomorrow, he could take a test before, is it a 3 o'clock game or noon game?
3:25.
So he could take a COVID test at, like, you know, 1 o'clock on Saturday. And if he passed that, then 1 o'clock Sunday, if he passed that, then he could play. So, I don't know. I'm taking Packers, assuming Rodgers is playing. That's what I'm going with.
Chiefs Raiders for the Sunday nighter.
I'm going Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders with the upset.
I really don't like ever taking the Raiders sometimes.
Yeah, I know. They're one of those fucking... Raiders are one of those teams that they're going to be really good or really shitty. That's how they've always been. It's a division game. It's in L.A. I was about to say Oakland. But it's in L.A. Mahomes, if their offense would have looked good last week against the Pack, I would take the Chiefs. But they still look like shit. Like, they still just look lost.
They literally average the exact same amount of points a game.
Really? That's surprising.
The Chiefs are way better third down.
That is very surprising, honestly.
Well, the Chiefs' defense is awful.
Yeah, I think the Ravens can control. Like, I feel like the big difference is going to be Travis Kelce versus Darren Waller. And I think the Raiders can do a better chance controlling Kelce than the Chiefs can containing Waller.
I'll take the Raiders as well, yeah, looking at it.
That's how I look at it. So I'm going Raiders. We're both going Raiders. All right.
Monday Nighter, Rams, Niners.
I'm going Rams, baby.
Yeah, me too.
All right, that's what I figured. All right. Well, that wraps up the bets and the picks. What are we? Yeah, we're basically out of time. I actually think we're over time because we split this segment into two segments. I had to pee halfway through. Yeah, you know?
So we're over by like 4 or 5 minutes.
A couple minutes, yeah. So let's get the fuck outro, yo. We appreciate all you guys listening. Especially our German listeners. We got a couple of consistent German listeners.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Willkommen. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to learn German for you guys. I'm sorry.
Du hast.
That means you hate, I think.
Du hast mich.
That means you hate me.
Yeah.
So I hope you don't du hast mich.
You know du hast mich.
Yeah. I hope you don't du hast mich. Please. After listening, I hope that I don't think they would. But I don't know.
Douche love me.
Douche love me? Douche love? Looking for some douche love, you know? That's all I've ever wanted.
Would you rather be a douche love. Or a
turd sandwich? A douche or anal beads?
Would you rather be?
I guess I'll be anal beads because they get used more than once. Douche, you just get used once and you get tossed in the trash.
Yeah, but it's never going to be in a man.
What?
Anal beads can go in men. What if you get picked up by a couple gay guys?
I don't know. I guess an ass is an ass if you're an anal bead. You don't. As an anal bead, you don't care. You just want to be used.
Yeah. No, I like dying.
An anal bead, you don't have feelings. There is no male or female anal bead.
We don't know that.
They're just anal beads.
You're not an expert.
They're objects who just want to be used.
You're not an expert.
Maybe I will be, though.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay.
But all right. So like we said earlier, though, we're no longer doing Tuesday episodes. It's just too much. And I think Thursday, one day is good. We get all our content in. We have more to talk about then. So we're only doing Thursdays. If that upsets you, I'm sorry. Too bad.
Yeah, go do something else for us.
Yeah, you guys have to do something else. Sorry. But yeah, you
re-listen to Thursdays.
Yeah, just do that.
Go to Instagram, follow us, Ryan Vern Talk Sports, Ryan Vern Podcast.
Yes, like and subscribe us on wherever you're listening, Apple, Spotify, whatever platform you're finding us on.
Message us, we respond.
Yes, email rainverntalksports@gmail.com. You can always email us.
Although I haven't checked that in months.
I haven't either. So
maybe you did.
We don't know.
So maybe we don't respond.
I'll look at it this week.
We try our best.
So, yeah, that's all we got for this week. Hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy your weekend. Veterans Day today?
It is.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to all you veterans. I know I got some buddies who are veterans. My dad, your grandfather.
Yes.
Are veterans.
He is.
So, yeah, shout out also to my buddy Drew. I know Drew listens. So, Drew, happy Veterans Day, my good buddy. And, yeah, that should be all we got for you today. All right. We love you guys. Tune in next week.
And half men.
And what? All right. Peace.
Oh, tune in. I thought you said two.
No, I said tune in.
Oh, tune in to two men.
Tune in to two men. Yeah, do that. All right. See you guys. Peace.